Caries, an indwelling urinary catheter is a drainage tube that is inserted into the urinary bladder through the urethra. It is then left in place, connected to a drainage bag, including leg bags. It is also sometimes referred to as a Foley catheter. UTIs are the most common type of HAI. Approximately 80% of UTIs are associated with the use of indwelling urinary drainage devices. The gender of catheterized patients impacts the transmission of infections. Males generally become infected via the intraluminal route from a contaminated drainage bag. Females become infected from contamination by the transurethral migration of bacteria up the extraluminal surface of the catheter. Other risk factors associated with CAUDIES include age, diabetes, and prolonged catheterization. In fact, the duration of catheterization is the most important factor in development of bacteriuria. Key point. Pyuria development in short-term catheterized patients is not indicative of infection and should not be used as a criterion for urine culture or as an indication for antimicrobial treatment. 90% of patients with significant bacteriuria are asymptomatic for any signs or symptoms of a UTI. When symptoms are present, they typically include burning or pain in the lower abdomen, below the stomach, and fever. Strategies relevant to delaying the onset of bacteriuria in short-term catheterized patients will not necessarily work in patients with chronic, long-term catheterization. Every patient's urethral catheter will become coated with biofilm, which will lead to infection given enough time. The only way to prevent such an infection is to not use a catheter or to remove the catheter before bacteriuria is established. The development of a CAUDI is associated with significant morbidity and some risk of mortality. The patient's extended length of stay, development of antibiotic-resistant organisms, and increased costs have resulted in an emphasis on the appropriate use of the catheter. Physicians and nurses often fail to document the reasons for using a catheter, resulting in large numbers of inappropriate catheterizations. Indwelling catheter use. Appropriate reasons for using an indwelling urinary catheter include when there is acute anatomic or functional urinary retention or bladder outlet obstruction, to obtain an accurate measurement of urinary output in critically ill patients, to assist in healing open sacral or perineal wounds in incontinent patients, to improve comfort for end-of-life care if needed or patient preference, for perioperative use in select surgeries, when strict immobilization is required for trauma or surgery. Inappropriate reasons for use of an indwelling catheter include for the convenience of nursing care, to obtain urine for culture or other diagnostic studies when the patient is able to cooperate and voluntarily void, for prolonged postoperative duration without appropriate indications. CAUDI prevention bundles. A care bundle from Saint et al. Is referenced in APIC text 34, urinary tract infection. Aseptic insertion and proper maintenance is paramount. Patient must meet criteria for insertion. HCP must be certified or trained in catheter insertion procedure. HH inpatient periurethral cleaning must be performed before the procedure and during maintenance. Appropriate sterile equipment must be used during the procedure and during maintenance. Catheter and tubing must be properly secured to avoid movement. Catheter bag should be level with bladder. Bladder ultrasound may avoid indwelling catheterization. Use a condom or intermittent catheterization in appropriate patients. Do not use an indwelling catheter unless it is an absolute necessity. Remove the catheter as soon as is warranted. Other important elements include use of a multidisciplinary CAUDI team, clinical team rounding, implementation of a two-person buddy system for insertions. Location of the drainage bag should be below, not level with, the bladder. Daily rounding to determine necessity. A review and summary of CAUDI findings shared with clinical team. Whenever possible, HCP should consider devices other than indwelling catheters for managing urinary output as a method of reducing bacteriuria, symptomatic CAUDIES, and other complications. For example, HCP should consider the use of external catheters when the patient is female, for example, a PureWick or a condom catheter for male patients. An example checklist for a catheter insertion bundle is shown in Exhibit 3-20. Exhibit 3-20. Catheter insertion bundle. Source: adapted from Saskatchewan, Guidelines for the Prevention and Treatment of Urinary Tract Infection, UTIs, in Continuing Care Settings. Suggested methods for reducing inappropriate catheter use include using computerized order entry forms where a justification of use is required. Nurse-driven protocols for removing catheters when they are no longer needed may help decrease the use of these devices. When coupled with efforts to raise awareness that these devices are not benign and that every patient has the right to a safe hospital environment, and when other materials or devices, such as good quality bed pads, diapers, and condom catheters, are readily available for use, bundling activities can improve patient outcomes. As previously stated, bundles can also be used for maintenance of indwelling devices. When managing an indwelling urinary catheter, the Health Protection Surveillance Center recommends that HCP should adhere to the steps presented in the form of a checklist in Exhibit 3-21. Exhibit 3-21. Indwelling Urinary Catheter Maintenance Bundle Checklist. Sources, adapted from CDC, Indwelling Urinary Catheter Insertion and Maintenance, and Dialysis Safety, Audit Tools and Checklists, Catheter Care Tools, CDC/HCPCC, Guideline for Prevention of Catheter-Associated Urinary Tract Infections 2009, Health Protection Surveillance Center, Care Bundles and Sample Care Bundle for Management of Indwelling Urinary Catheters,